Episode number 51, Over 40 in Vancouver.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland.
Live Brexit. To tape from Revolver.
Brexit part two, Annus Horribilis, 2016.
Or Brexit acid reflux, maybe.
So
what a hangover. Brexit
what
a hangover.
Let's all resign and not do any work.
Wow.
That's the TLDR, right?
That is...
2 weeks later, everybody's resigned, except for the woman, and except for Gov, who nobody wants.
Yeah.
Except his wife.
Well, we hope. I really... The thing that surprised me was the resignations. Like, how cynical politics is that? I was a little bit dismayed with... some of the narratives that came out afterwards. I mean, I think there's a lot of like worthy discussion to happen there, but to strictly try and categorize an entire
yes.
side as just plain stupid and not realize that there were issues at play there.
Yes,
I thought was very short-sighted and diminishing. I mean, not that I wouldn't have voted stay, but I think you have to listen. Like when that many people are for whatever reason. Expressing an opinion.
52%.
Like, you have something to talk about. I'm sorry. And you can't just say those people are stupid.
You can never say that because it doesn't help. We all have things in our lives that we're not logical about. We all have things in our lives that we haven't thought through or taken the time to reflect on. We just do. And I think for a lot of people, that's what this was like.
Definitely. And it doesn't help when you have, when you take like some small anecdotal facts and spin it as part of the narrative. Like when you take the one interview with the one person, like, oh, I would vote again if I could.
Or doesn't help. Not helpful.
You know, I mean, sure, there's going to be people that say that, but can you spin that into like the entire no side? No, you can't. And then you have things like misunderstanding of information, like when they published that Google search fact.
Right.
Apparently, that is a
it's
very
Google
common,
Trends.
Google Trends.
Is, you can't trust and has like a small data set, data size,
well,
sample size.
It isn't just that. It's you get that kind of query. Just there was a really good piece. If you're interested in this and you don't believe me, go listen to the piece from last week's On the Media. Apparently, that kind of search is very common after any
On
result.
On the Media, how do I find it? What are the Google keywords?
It's... if you Google On the Media podcast, it's a show with WNYC in New York, a radio show.
So WNYC On the Media.
Yeah. Yeah. And I found that very informative. Like, basically, somebody who didn't understand how to interpret the data set, didn't have a context for how to interpret that, just made an assumption about what the data meant and spun that as part of the narrative because it fit the narrative that they wanted to talk about.
We are all data scientists now.
Yeah, we are.
So, you know, it wouldn't be amiss for each and every citizen of every country to understand what the mean, what a mean is, what a mode is, what an average is, what sample size is, what probability, what's the word that they use? Reliability or the...
deviation, standard?
Yes. No. Well, when you take a poll and you survey people...
There's the margin of error.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know all those things. If you know what sample size is, you know what the margin of error is, you know what the question is asked,
well,
the specific question that was asked.
That's where I'm going, yeah, definitely. Like, the questions are so important. And in the lead-up to the questions, because you can lead people in different directions. There's a classic example where in Canada with the monarchy, it's like, the monarchy is a proud tradition in Canada. Do you agree with keeping the monarchy? Most people will say yes.
I don't agree.
The monarchy is a... old institution that's seen past its time and is costing us tons of money. Do you think we should keep the monarchy? Well, no.
Again, I don't think we should keep the monarchy. I think we should have a head of state, but not the Queen of England.
Yeah, well, that's a different discussion than than Brexit.
Did we discuss this, the 50,000 jobs lost just from Euro trading in London?
Oh, there was, I think...
That's got to be wrong.
There was over $1 billion...
But let's say it's 10,000 and they're each earning 100,000 pounds a year, average. What is that? 10 million pounds a year lost alone just from that one area of the exit?
I mean, this has now become the grand economics experiment with free markets. We are just going to see, in solid terms, whether all these experts that say free markets are good and free markets are excellent.
But there's no such thing as a free market. That's what I hate. That's the part where I get really annoyed.
You're right. A freer market.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to see how that plays out now for reals. Like,
well,
that part of it is, for me, is intellectually interesting.
Like, it's paradoxical, right? So the Welsh people voted against it, but they're the ones who receive... Okay, so they don't get jobs in the City of London. But they're the ones, like Newfoundland, who receive redistribution of the Federation's funds, in this case, EU funding. It's like Newfoundland, before it got oil, would receive a lot of funding from the rest of Canada.
Yep.
So... Well, it's all fine and dandy to rail against something, but when you benefit, it's hard.
Like we talked about last week, this is part of the problem. There was a whole bunch of dissatisfaction and emotion that got wrapped up in the vote.
Wow, so we're already at 6 minutes, Dale.
We are. The other big irony of this is this was basically advertised as for Britain. We need to leave the EU for Britain. And it's going to probably break Britain up. Wow. Scotland certainly has made their case clear.
Well, I think it's too soon to say.
I should say the UK.
My I love Scotland part of my brain says yes, it's going to happen for sure now. But there are so many details along the way, and who knows what will happen. I mean, we don't even have a prime minister in Britain now, so it's just. Wow. And, you know, I have a special stake in this, having lived in London. That's my only skin in the game here. I obviously have no British relatives or heritage. But I love England. I love London. And I love Wales. Spent a lot of time hiking in Wales. But, yeah. I think it's going to be, just like as I said last 2 weeks ago, just as the consequences of a Quebec separation are totally... Even though we had more of a plan, because it appears the Leave side had no plan. Even though Quebec and the rest of Canada, I hate that phrase, the rest of Canada, had a plan. The plan wasn't much. I would say it was better than nothing, but not much better than nothing. It wasn't a serious, serious plan.
I think they
Whereas
thought
the
it
British
was.
Had no serious plan. Yeah, you think it is until it happens.
Yeah.
Right? It's like being a parent. Oh, I know I can cover this. And then it happens, no, I can't. I have no idea what to do. I need help. So the other interesting thing is they're bringing foreign consultants in, right, to help them with how to exit.
Oh, foreign workers. Oh, my God.
2 minutes to go. 30-second TLDR. I think we've exhausted this topic today.
I think we have. Yeah, we ran off the end last time. I think we've talked it properly. But it's very interesting to revisit again after 2 weeks.
I did not anticipate all the resignations.
So much, bizarre happening. And I don't think that they can realistically, and it seems to have calmed down now, I don't think they can realistically say, have another referendum. That vote has happened.
Yeah, can't go back.
It's done, you can't go back.
And I can't say that once, yes, things have calmed down, but when the lowly Canadian dollar goes from 1.9 Canadian dollars to 1.68 Canadian dollars to British pound, something is wrong.
Something's wrong.
I mean, whether you're a capitalist, which I'm not, whether you believe in markets, which I don't, that is significant.
Yeah, a lot of people's lives are going to get disrupted. I mean, in the end, we'll see whether it's a net gain, but there's definitely going to be some net losers
here. We should revisit this, say, at Halloween. That'd be an appropriate time.
There you go.
And see where the pound is and where the... government is. Maybe we'll have a government by then.
I sure hope so.
Okay. From the hallowed halls of Revolver Coffee, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.